Chapter 10 Alive Forever.
Many, many years ago, God promised a Savior who would come to save people from the punishment that sin brings. He would save people from the second death. God told people to bring a lamb so that He could show them how sin could be punished without punishing them.
Now let's think. The people back then had to have a lamb. Do we have a lamb? Yes, we do. Our lamb was Jesus. He was called the Lamb of God. The lamb the people brought was perfect. Okay, listen. Who was the only person that ever lived a perfect life, that never sinned once? That's right. It was Jesus. He's our perfect lamb. The people were to bring their lamb to an altar, a special place of death. What special place of death was Jesus taken to? Do you remember? It was a wooden cross. Now, this is very important. Do you remember how all the sin of the people was placed on the lamb? Think carefully. Whose sin was placed on Jesus? You're right. It was our sin. Because the lamb now carried the people's sin, it had to die. Who died in our place? Yes, it was Jesus. He died for us.
When Jesus was nailed to the cross, all the sin of every boy, girl, mom, and dad was moved from them onto Him. Because Jesus had no sin of His own to die for, He could die for someone else. He could die for us. Our sin put Jesus to death. He chose to be punished in our place so that He could save us from the punishment our sin deserved. Jesus is our Savior.
Now, if the story ended with Jesus dead on the cross, it would be terribly sad. But the Bible tells us more. It says that after Jesus died, His friends carefully took His body down from the cross. They must have been broken-hearted. They put Him in a special grave called a tomb. Slowly they rolled a big stone across the door. Then sadly they turned and went home. The next day, the men who had killed Jesus told soldiers to guard the tomb. They had heard that Jesus had said that He would come back to life after 3 days. They didn't want anyone coming and taking Jesus' body away and pretending He was alive. They wanted to make sure Jesus stayed dead in the tomb.
But the soldiers couldn't stop God. The big stone couldn't stop God. Nothing could stop God's plan. Just as He had said, after 3 days, Jesus came back to life. He was alive. The guards fell down in fear. An angel rolled back the stone. Everyone could see that Jesus was no longer in the grave. For 40 days, He met with His friends and large groups of people. Everyone was excited. He was with them again, talking, eating, and traveling. It was wonderful. Jesus was alive.
People could hardly believe it. No one had ever done this before. No one had died and brought Himself back to life. What amazing power! Jesus was showing them that because He was stronger than death, people didn't need to be afraid of dying and going to be with Satan in his horrible home. They didn't need to be afraid of the second death. Jesus was strong enough to bring them back to life. But He wouldn't bring them back to life on earth, a place that has been spoiled by sin. He would bring them back to life in heaven, a place that is perfect and full of happiness. Jesus was promising to do this for anyone who believed that He was their lamb.
Now, this is very important. Did you hear what Jesus was saying? Do you understand? He was saying that if a boy, girl, mom, or dad, if anyone believed that Jesus died in their place, then they could go and live with him in heaven. It was just that simple. All they needed to do was believe that Jesus was their lamb, that he had been punished for their sin. If they trusted him, believing that what he said was true, then when that boy, girl, mom, or dad, when they finished living here on earth, Jesus would make them perfect so that they could live with him in heaven.
The people listened excitedly. This was news everyone needed to hear. They talked for long hours with Jesus about the plan. And then, at the end of 40 days, Jesus said goodbye and returned to heaven. That is where he lives now, in his perfect home. And that's what the Bible is all about. It's a letter from God, full of love, and it's all about the Lamb.
So I know that Jesus died for me to take away my sin. But did he need to live again so I could live with him? Yes, Jesus came alive again, so perfect I could be. In heaven I'll live with him as friend, the Lamb of God and me. Yes, the Bible has the answers addressed to you and me. God's letter for all people, both here and across the sea. And if we listen carefully to what it has to say, our questions will find answers, our fears will pass away. It's why God made